This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hey, hey besties, Monica Ferguson here, and welcome to World Domination. This is a safe space for absolute legends who are bold enough and brave enough to go within, to recreate their belief system, to aim high, to chase their wildest dreams and become everything that they are destined to be. This is a space for people who are serious about growth, about healing. We talk about all things mind, body, spirit, and we have the courage to go further than most people even dare to dream. Welcome, let's get into it. Good morning, besties. Monica here, and welcome to this week's episode of World Domination. Now, heads up, today I'm recording this on the day that would have been my little brother's 27th birthday. And if you follow me online, you would have seen that I've posted about this already. But in New Zealand, we have this bird called the tui, and that this is a symbol for my brother. And there are tuis outside right now, like, singing and chirping. And every single time, it kind of, like, takes my breath away. So, you know, that's probably what's going on. Like, while I'm recording this episode, I'm also listening. So I just thought I'd share that because that's really important. And it kind of segues nicely into today's theme, which is going to be about following your own path. Like, literally, blazing your own trail. And these are not just beautiful little catchphrases that we throw around out there. It's actually the true path to success. Right now, if we look at anyone that we know that is successful, they didn't do it the same as everyone else. And there's a reason for that. Like, there's so much conditioning that we've been given about what we need to do in life, right? You go to school, you do this, you buy a house, there's all this checklist, you get married, you have kids, and in this order, and if you don't do it or if you deviate from it, something has gone wrong. But what we know is that that system doesn't really work. It doesn't create abundance. It doesn't create passion and purpose. In fact, most people that follow that system are very, very unhappy and not living in their calling and not living in freedom and purpose. And, you know, they're not jumping out of bed every morning, like, thrilled to be alive. And this is not to throw anyone under the bus. Like, if that's where you're at right now, then that's totally fine. Like, let's be honest, we're all at different levels on our path. But if you're someone that approves of that system, you're not going to be listening to this anyway. But if you're someone that wants to learn how to really step into the life that you know that you're meant to have, then you're in the right place, my friend. And we just don't know what we don't know until we know it. Does that make sense? Like, the further I go on my own personal development journey, the more I realize how much I don't know and how much there is to learn. But I also realize how much courage is required to actually follow our own path. Truly. And what I see even online in the coaching space and the personal development space is there's a lot of, like, one size fits all kind of content, right? Where it's like, oh, you want to grow a business, you should create this marketing strategy and do this and say this and da 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 da. And I strongly disagree. Like, while there are fundamentals to do with the mind, right? And this is why I focus on the mind. There are fundamentals to do with the mind. But the expression of that, the way that you create your goals, your dreams, your desires, the way that it unfolds is different for literally every single person. So for people who are profiting and making money off, hey, follow my system so you can be a millionaire. Well, no, actually, that's how you became a millionaire. That doesn't mean that that system is going to work for other people. Okay, and I hope that this can be, like, something that really takes a weight off you, because I struggled with this so much in the beginning. I remember the way that I thought about things and the way that I saw things was so different to everyone else. I found the business world extremely boring and dull, and, like, there was no energy, there was no life. Like, I remember I went to a business event where you'd go every 90 days and you'd create your plan for the next 90 days, and, you know, and it's kind of what you'd imagine, right? It's like a white room, talk about your goals, make lists. Like, to me, that's just not cute and it's not inspiring and there's no energy, there's no life, there's no passion, there's no purpose, there's no spirituality, there's nothing. It was just like, we're going to make, you know, we're going to work on our goals and okay, there's a guest speaker, cool. But overall, to me, it just felt very, very much like you pick your niche, you pick your lane and you execute. And that in fact was the message that I got a lot was, you know, to pick your niche, which I always laughed at because I have a million different things that I do. All right. So to me, I felt like my niche was like empowerment, growth, personal development, self-worth. But the way that I wanted to express that was totally different. Like I wanted a million different outlets. And so, you know, this podcast, this is one way that I do this. But then I also have my coaching programs. I have my one-on-one clients. I have all these other projects that I'm working on, like behind the scenes, my online store, my apparel store. That's another form of expression that I get to be creative in, right? I myself am a musician, so I like to use music to express. I have a book that's like the bones of it are sketched up at the moment. I have two more programs, like all these things, social media even, like the way that I write or speak or create, you know, using images and stuff. It's like it's all an expression of who I am and it's all under that umbrella. But the way that I got here is so different to what anyone told me. And I actually credit a lot of this to my mentor who teaches mindset, not strategy. Now, let me be clear. There needs to be action, right? There needs to be some strategy. But because our path is so different to everyone else's, the way that we thrive is different to everyone. The way that we make decisions, our energy levels, our mind, all of these things, the way that I think about these things and operate is going to be different to you. So for me to give you a plan that's worked for me would be so stupid, right? But if instead I can create a system and a plan that helps you to tap into your innate gifts, abilities, that works within your energy, your values, then that's going to work, right? When I can teach you the fundamentals of the subconscious mind, of how the mind tries to keep us in our comfort zone, where it might quote unquote self-sabotage, where really it's trying to keep us safe and protect us. When I can teach you guys all of these things that I talk about and give you a system to actually, you know, create your vision and your goals that moves you forward, your mind is naturally going to start taking you where you need to go. And I don't actually know what that looks like for you because it's your path. It's not my path. And that's my job as a coach, is to help you find your own path and to empower the shit out of you to like rock that path, right? And I say this so often, and we're told things and it just doesn't align. It doesn't work. I've read a million personal development books and I'll read things and I'll be like, oh yeah, no, I don't really like that. Or I don't agree with that. Or that sounds horrible. Like people might say, oh, you need to do this. You need to post a million times a day for 10 years and then you'll be successful. And I'm like, or, you know, like there are certain things that people say, you have to do this. And I strongly disagree. Remember that like our feeling, our desire is our guide. It's a compass. So the most courageous thing that we can each do is tune in to ourselves and tune into what actually feels good. Because there is a difference, right, between doing things that need to happen in order for you to achieve your goal versus forcing yourself to do stuff that you don't want to do. And now I'm saying that, like, I hate dealing with, you know, like receipts and reconciling receipts and all that stuff. But I also understand that that is part of me having a business, right? So it's not like, oh, you know, it's not against my values. It's not like it's annoying, but it's like a 2-minute job, right? You do it and then it's okay, cool. But that's a big difference between going to study a business degree or something or do something that I don't think I need to do and hating every second of it in order to achieve a goal because someone else told me that was the right path, because that was the right path for them. And are you guys getting, am I clearly articulating this message? For you to be successful, for you to create change and growth and transformation in any area of your life, you're going to need to start tuning into yourself. It's all about you. It's all about you remembering that you are the genius of your life. You already have all the answers. You already know the next steps and the best path and the way forward for you. You do not need someone else to tell you. And in fact, if you're looking to someone else to tell you, you're actually not taking responsibility for your own life. There is a huge amount of trust, self-trust involved in wanting to actually do something great with our life. And the sooner that you can learn this and harness it and cultivate it, the quicker and the more successful you're going to be. Because there are going to be so many moments of taking leaps of faith and trusting in the unknown and trusting the process and where your gut says, do this thing. But when you tune in, it says you need to like quit that job or go to this place or tell that person that you love them. And your mind is going to go, but I don't have anything else lined up. I don't know how it's going to work out. And the thing is that this is the path, right? It's not an accident that you feel like inspired to go down a certain route. This is literally how the path is unfolding. This is your intuition speaking to you about what's right for you. The only question is, do you have the courage to listen to it and then actually move on it? Right? Because the thing is that the subconscious mind works the same for everyone, right? And that, let's just recap a little bit here. The subconscious, so your mind is made up of the conscious and the subconscious. The conscious is 5%. And it's this part that's talking to you right now. The part that's thinking thoughts and having intention. And yeah, cool. Now the subconscious mind is 95% and it is automatic. It's the part that keeps your cells regenerating, your hair growing, your lungs breathing, right? And its job is to keep you alive. Not happy, alive. Its job is to keep you safe and alive. And so if we're looking at things from a survival point of view, your mind doesn't really want you doing anything new because it doesn't know how to protect you. It doesn't know how to keep you safe. It doesn't know where there might be some, you know, danger or risk or potential hurt or harm. So the way that it tries to keep you safe and out of harm's way is to keep you in your comfort zone, in the familiar. Even if the familiar makes you miserable, even if the relationship that you're in sucks and it drains the life out of you, your subconscious mind is like, well, at least we know how to protect ourselves here, right? But the other part of you is like, but I want more. And this is where we need to understand how this dance works and how to navigate. Because growth is not easy. Like, it is actually quite simple and the system and the process is simple. But the actual embodiment of it and the actual process is very unpleasant. And that's literally why I've created a whole business and a podcast to help. Because I didn't know this stuff when I started, you know? And like, I really, really needed, I really needed to know these things in order to keep going, which is why I did. This is why I learned all these things, was to save myself, right? So the reason I am talking to you guys about this subconscious mind stuff again, and it always comes up in every single episode because it's literally life-changing, right? But the reason it's so important in this particular conversation is because you need to understand what happens, what's going on in your body when that resistance kicks in, right? If you have had the courage to say, you know what, I know that no one in my family believes that you could be wealthy. No one in my family believes that I could run a business or make a big impact or write that book or start that school or whatever it is, right? If you know how to navigate the growing process, like, you will be able to achieve it. And because you've got to be able to stick at it, that's the key. Not just crumble the first time it gets scary or hard. But having strategies and tools in place to help you is the key, right? Because this is especially hard when we are, you know, like called. We have a purpose. Now, if you think about this, let's zoom out. Let's get super spiritual for a second. Each of us has been given like a purpose on this planet. And if you look at it, all of us are so different, right? All of us are so unique in our gifts, our talents, our abilities, our experiences. And it is why all of us need to step into the truth of who we are, the power of who we are. Because if we were all actually doing what we were put here to do, the world would be a vastly different place, right? Imagine if you actually acted on those dreams that you have. You actually went after them, and not just went after them, actually achieved them. You actually became the author. You became the director. You became the filmmaker. You became the husband or the wife or the mother or the father or the teacher or the astronaut or the business owner or the charity person, whatever. It literally doesn't matter, right? The key is that when we take this particular system, we need to apply it to our own life, and then we need to have the courage to follow through with the guidance and the intuition that comes. Okay, so I'm going to break down just very specifically and very quickly what you need to be doing in your life to get from where you are now to where you actually want to be. And do you know what? It's going to sound so simple the way that I put this. And like I said, the system itself is simple, but the embodiment of it, that's where you're going to get triggered and tested and all this kind of stuff is going to come up, right? So very clearly, we need to each be outlining exactly what we want, right? Remember, your mind is going to go in the direction that you tell it to go. So when you've decided, I'm going to have a $200,000 business by the end of next year, or I'm going to be a best-selling author, or, you know, insert your goal here. And honestly, insert as many as you want. I have heaps. I have so many different things that I'm working on. And the key is, though, that you give your mind the clarity of the direction, right? So when I was studying, they talked about the conscious mind. So that's the 5% part, being the goal setter, right? So that's the intention, that's the direction. And then the subconscious mind, the 95% part, is the goal getter. So your subconscious mind is going to faithfully move wherever you tell it to go. So when you clearly hold a vision in your mind and you keep it there, you don't waver, you don't like one day think this and then not think about it again for 4 months and then change your mind. But when you're very clear on, I'm doing this, like, I'm going to run that marathon, I'm going to create the business, I'm going to whatever. You start thinking like that, you've decided, right? Remember, the word decide means to cut off, which I love. So you're cutting off all the excuses, you're cutting off all of the versions of you that are not going to do it. And you're like, this is happening, right? Okay, cool. So your mind is like, oh, okay, a new direction. So you're going to clearly and specifically decide what do you want and when. And you need to write this down. And you need to create reminders. So whether you're a vision board person, create a vision board and honestly create as many as you want. When I first started this, I created 11. I'm not joking. 11 vision boards. I had different boards for everything. I had boards for what I wanted my future wedding to look like. I had my business goals. I had my music goals. I had my health goals. I had my travel goals. I had money goals. I had all of these things. The impact. I had the community stuff. I had just visual cues for everything that I wanted, right? And now what I do is I have audio clips that I listen to. So remember, your mind doesn't know the difference between real or imagined, right? It doesn't. And this is why when we're constantly putting in a picture, an idea, and we're speaking about it, and we're acting as if, the mind doesn't know if it's actually happening or if you're just talking about it. And so it will naturally start to move towards it, right? It's like you see runners And athletes and stuff, they will rehearse their race in their head before they run the race. And when they hook them up to the brain scans, they actually can't tell the difference because their body thinks that they're doing it. It's wild. Like, our mind is so powerful and we just do not tap into its power. So you need to start doing this. You need to start visualizing. You need to start dreaming. You need to sit in the space of thinking about what you want and imagining that you're there now, because you will be. The only reason that you're not there is because you haven't, like, been there in your mind long enough. Literally. Most people focus on what's in front of them, right? That all their energy and time goes into reacting to what is in front of them now, not into creating what will be and what they want, which requires a little bit more of, like, faith. If you're tuning into yourself and you're like, what feels really exciting to me? Like, what would I love for my life? And then you have the courage to go, right, that's mine. I don't need to know how it's going to happen. I don't need to know when. But I'm going, that's mine. That's for me. And you know how you know that it's for you? Is that you want it. Desire means of the Father. The desires on your heart are God-given, right? So when you can, like, take that, you're like, oh. Like, let's look at this, for example, my podcast, right? The desire came to me many years ago, and it was via a conversation I was having with a friend at the time, and we'd meet up for coffee, right? We'd be like, oh yeah, we'll quickly grab a coffee, and then we'd end up talking for like 4 hours, and in that time we would solve all the world's problems, and you know, it was like deep and so good, like juicy stuff. And I said to her, man, I wish we had recorded these conversations, like, and that's where the idea came from. Was imagine having a space where it's like you're hanging out with your friend and you're just talking about big ideas and big stuff in a real way. And that's literally where this idea came from. Now, we actually were going to start it together. And when it came time, she kind of crumbled. And I was like, ooh, what do I do? And I was like, you know what? I'm doing it by myself. And that was the decision. That's the deciding moment. I am going to do this, right? And so I did. Now, here's the thing. Was it easy? No. Did I want to throw up in the beginning? Yes. I remember the first podcast I ever recorded, and I was like, I want tequila shots. I don't even drink anymore now, but like, it's that I was afraid, right? It's so exposing, like you're so visible, and it feels so scary to put yourself out there in the beginning. And this is what I mean, like the goal. Setting the goal was the fun part, the easy part, but the actual embodiment of it, like me showing up and actually making episodes and then putting them out into the world for people to hear, that made me sweat. And it took me a little while to find my groove and to trust myself, you know, like in the beginning I used to write scripts, like it was almost like a job interview. And because I didn't trust myself that I could have a conversation, which sounds so insane now, given like how easy this is. But it's only because I sucked first, and now it's become a lot more natural and a lot easier, you know? But through that process, like I would listen back to all my episodes because I wanted to learn, and I was like, how can I grow? How can I be a better speaker, a better interviewer? And I was like, Mon, like, you need to trust yourself that you know how to have a conversation. Like, you do not need questions. Just listen to people and ask questions, right? And so I threw out my scripts, and then I started going into these episodes with an intention, like a theme, a topic that I wanted to explore, and I just allowed it to go wherever it was going to go and trusted that that was the best way. And guess what? They always are. And so my belief is it always works out. It's always amazing. And so guess what? Every guest that I'm drawn to invite on here, it just flows because I've already set that intention, right? So like attracts like. I attract the right people to me because I believe that it's amazing. Therefore, I attract amazing. Does that make sense? So let's just go back to how you're going to actually get yourself from where you are now to where you want to go, right? So let's say you've got really clear on your goals. In your vision specifically, I want specifics, what you want and when you want it by. Okay, and I want all areas of life, right? Don't just focus on like money or something, but focus on your happiness. Focus on your dreams. Focus on, if you love travel, make like travel vision boards, like whatever, just all areas of your life. What are your relationships like? What is your health like? What is your happiness like? What, all of these things. And your money, of course, and your impact, and whatever it is, just get super, super clear. You're literally designing your life, right? Your mind is going to go where you tell it to go. If you do not give it a new direction, you are going to create more of what you've already had. Is that what you want? There is no such thing as like not, or as like, how do I want to put this? You can't just coast when it comes to the mind, right? Like if you don't actually take charge of your thoughts, your beliefs, the direction of your life, you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to stay where you are. Like no one is coming to save you, right? And so this is the dance where for those of us that have faith and, you know, we want to link up with God. We want to tune into ourselves. What has God put on our heart? And then we have the courage to then create goals and a vision and momentum around that, right? So God, it's pretty obvious what I've been called to do, right? And so I will go into prayer, I will go into meditation, I will literally like pray about stuff, I will get visions and ideas and inspiration. But then I don't just go, okay, God, cool, thanks, I'll just leave it up to you. I then move on that stuff. So I create my vision boards. I create audios where I'm speaking to myself from the future. And I know this sounds a little bit insane and it might be tricky for those of you who are not used to hearing your voice recorded. But like I was saying, because the mind doesn't know the difference between real or imagined, when you speak to yourself from your future self as if things have already happened, you're kind of hypnotizing yourself. Because your mind is like, oh, I'm already a multimillionaire. I'm already a best-selling author. I already have the number one personal development podcast in the world. Cool. So you start moving that way. And this is where the courage to trust your path comes in. Because no one else can teach me how to do that, how to do those things. My goals, my dreams, my path is different to everyone else's. So this is where my courage to trust my own inner knowing, my own instincts, my own gut reactions. That is everything. So it's like, for example, if we put this in a practical context, right? Like when I started this podcast, my friend, we had agreed to start this together and she flaked out. Now I could have easily said, oh, it's not meant to be. But my gut said, nah, I'm going to like do it by yourself. And I'm so glad that that happened. Because we're not even in alignment with each other anymore. So everything happens for us, right? But it's like we have to have the courage to move. And even when we don't understand the path. And so much of this is having the courage and the faith to continue moving forward when we can't see the path. Right? It is so, so important. And there is a podcast that I did several months ago with Dre Baldwin, which is really powerful, and he spoke a lot about this, about how to be confident when you're not, right? How to trust when you don't. When you don't have a track record of knowing that you're going to crush it, and it feels so overwhelming, right? So scroll back down and listen to that one. I think it was from February, but that one hit me. I often have him pop into my head even now. But the last thing that I just want to say on this, you guys, is once you've got that specific plan, right, you've set your goals, your vision, you've got your audio that you're listening to every day or your vision board, and put photos on your phone, on your laptop, on your mirror. Make this vision come to life. So you're thinking about it all the time. Like if you have a song that puts you in a specific state of just feeling like you're on fire, listen to that song all the time. Weave this stuff into your life. Because your mind is going to go in the direction that you tell it to go. So why wouldn't you want to put as much positive input as possible, right? So here's the thing, right? So you've done all this stuff and now you're sitting with some circumstances where it feels really overwhelming and you don't know how. You're out of your comfort zone. You're choosing to trust. Here are two things that you're going to do to actually calm your nervous system so that you can feel safe and not let fear overpower you. The first thing, EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique tapping. You can do this for free on the internet, on YouTube. I talk about this in every episode because it is literally life-changing. What it does is it works, it's kind of a blend of psychology and Chinese medicine, you know, like acupuncture, but without needles, right? So what you're doing is you're literally tapping on the different meridian points of your body. And I was reading up this week actually about some of the science that's come out about it, and it was showing that it reduces your cortisol, your stress hormone, by 42%. And it also, it works with the amygdala, which is the part in your brain that's like fight or flight. It calms the stress in your brain, and it can be measured. And I know this because whenever I have something come up and I tap, I feel this relax. This, like, my whole system can just ease up very quickly. So that's the first thing. The second thing is hypnosis. Hypnotherapy, because like I say, we're operating with the subconscious part of the mind, the subconscious that wants to keep you safe and protected. It doesn't want you to grow and change because it feels scary, right? So what we have to do is teach the subconscious that we are safe, because the familiar is what feels safe, even if the familiar is awful, even if the familiar is abuse and poverty and hating ourselves. To the mind, it feels safer. So if you start moving in a way that's different to that, your mind is going to be like, oh my God, what's going on? So when you can use something like hypnotherapy, and I have an online hypnosis in my online store, which is around being worthy beyond measure. And the point of that hypnosis was to help you with the two dominant limiting beliefs of not being good enough and not being worthy. So if you're repeatedly using that, which you can go and download now, it will start to flood your mind with, oh, hey, it's safe. It's safe to know that I'm worthy and that I'm good enough. So you can imagine how that's going to alleviate a lot of that fear and stress, right? But for my EFT friends, I always talk about this guy, Brad Yates. Go on YouTube, type it in, tapping, and just find some videos. Like, honestly, I can't even speak highly enough about tapping. It has been the greatest tool. You know, when you notice, oh my God, I feel really scared about money, or I feel like I'm not good enough, you can literally go and tap on it, and within minutes, like, start to just ground yourself, which means that you can stay on your new path in the present without sabotaging and running back to who you were, because this is the process of growth. We're constantly teaching our system, hey, it's safe now. Like, we're safe to keep moving forward. We're safe to be here. We're safe to grow. Because if you don't feel safe, you're going to always default back to where you do feel safe, which is the familiar. And as people that want to grow and want to create more in their life, we need to be able to keep moving forward, right? So that is all for today, folks. I hope this episode has landed for you. As always, send me a message with your aha moments. If you want some one-on-one support, I have single focus sessions. So if you've got like a specific issue coming up, let me know. Or if you want deeper, more comprehensive monthly packages, message me as well. Just DM me. I'm here. Thank you guys for showing up for yourself. I'll see you next week. And that is a wrap. Thank you for showing up for yourself, for being here. And please let me know your aha moments. I want to hear all about them. For extra support, make sure you're following me on TikTok and Instagram at @TheMonicaFerguson. Check out the School of Greatness for self-study courses. And of course, if you want one-on-one mentoring, just DM me and I would love to have a chat with you. Go and slay the day. Thank you for being you. See you soon.